Welcome to CWC Dive Deep, where we take a deeper look into this past Sunday's message, discussing how we can actively pursue God and grow in our faith. I'm your host, Caleb Swartz, the Spiritual Formation Director here at CWC with Pastor Arley Davis. Welcome, Pastor Arley.
Thank you, Caleb. It's nice to be here.
Glad to have you today.
Thank you.
This past Sunday, we continued in our series, Growing 101.
Sure.
Taking another look at a component that helps us to grow. A lot of focus was on the Word, reading Scripture, understanding it, and really digging into it. What this past week really spoke to you the most?
Well, I think part of it was the fact when I gave the invitation at the close of the message, there was such a wide response in both services. Second service, good heavens, it was practically two-thirds of the congregation. Mm-hmm. So it's, to me, that's like so exciting. But it's kind of what I thought of before I started and mm-hmm. then what I confirmed after I was finished. It's the basics in our world and our journey that just end up getting squeezed out and then are really the result of why we're not progressing deeper and further in our journey. Because we can't skip those. Mm-hmm. We've just got to keep those in our lives. And so as I saw that, thought about that, and then saw a response, it just confirmed in my mind that we're moving in a good direction with this series. And this is really important that we would continue to do that. And so I'm really excited to see how God's going to engineer it and use it in lives.
Yeah. And you gave quite a few challenges about individuals really diving into the Word. I'm curious what your experience has been kind of through that same process that you laid out for people this week. It sounds like your initial experience with reading the Bible was really similar to mine. When I really came to Christ after my gestation period, when I was born again, I knew that I needed to spend time in it. And my commitment was just one chapter or 10 minutes mm-hmm. a night. That mm-hmm. I just told myself that over and over, and I committed to that, and that's what I followed through with. And I just thought, you know, if God can give me the whole day, I can give him 10 minutes. And so that was kind of how I started reading Scripture. Yours was very, very similar. Mm-hmm. During that time, what did you notice as you started to read it consistently? What changed for you?
Well, to be real honest, I'm not a real disciplined person. It's hard for me to be able to do that. In fact, I can remember when I first came to Christ, I hated the word discipline because I really felt like everything you did for Jesus, I mean, I was just in love with Jesus. Mm-hmm. So I just thought everything would just flow out of that. You know, mm-hmm. I just feel this feeling all the time. That's kind of what I really thought. until after a while, I realized I don't always feel that way. And then I started to realize, wow, if I just go on what I feel, this would be a bad ending. And I came back to the thought of, we're disciples, and that word discipline is a part of that. And it was like,
darn it.
yeah. So I started thinking about it more, and I started realizing I've got to build disciplines in my life that are going to help me really stay. I can't just do because I feel things and I'm excited about things. I have to do it whether I feel or not. Because I really, that came at a pivotal time in my spiritual journey of development to realize I've got to spend time every day. And some days I'm not going to feel like it. I'm not going to be excited, but I'm going to do it. And that was such a great discipline for me to help me to move to a greater level and a deeper level spiritually. I mean, I had Bible studies. I did those at my house, and I did this with co-teachers that I taught with, at school with. I just did a whole bunch of stuff. So I was always kind of doing it, but I was doing what I needed to be doing in each of those areas. But I would, like, some days I would do a lot and other days I wouldn't do any. Mm-hmm. And I just knew that this isn't a good journey. I've got to be able to build a consistency to both my character, my spiritual development, and my spiritual disciplines. Mm-hmm. And so that was one of those.
Yeah. Was there an obvious point where you wanted to read more often than you didn't want to read?
Wow. when I first started reading, like, I would read extensive amounts just because I was excited to hear it. It was like I'd never read it before. And I grew up in the church, and you'd thought I would have had more in my brain, but I think I slept through my childhood. And then I'm not sure what happened in my teenage years, because I was pretty turned off to God during that time. Mm. So when I started reading the word and just felt like it was to me personally, wow, it just became just so exciting and illuminating. But, you know, there were times when just life gets busy and it starts squeezing out. So I think that it just continued to become more and more of an awareness to me that I just need this to be as a part of my life. I mean, I think it should always be more exciting than not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because then we need to say, well, why aren't you more excited about it? And aren't you getting it?
Right.
So I think that always needs to be a part. But I just know busyness can crowd out anything in our lives.
Yeah.
Careful.
And there seems to be an interesting distinction in a breaking point of moving from fearing not or from fearing failure for God to loving God and wanting to please Him. So moving from fearing the negative to desiring the positive. And I think for me personally, that was really my breakover point. And that all happened all at once, you know, when I was 22 and when I really gave my life to Christ.
Sure.
And it just kind of all like a firestorm happened. And it was no longer being afraid of what could be, but instead just how can I please you? How can I, you know, follow what you're giving me?
And that's exactly where I came. I mean, I think when I was younger, I always say I was born again and again and again and again. That was when I was young, and I think there was a fear base, you know, that I was afraid to go to hell. I didn't really have a love for God because I didn't really think I grasped that or understood it. And I was 22 also, and that was when I got out of college, and I suddenly realized, wow, like, my life doesn't have near the purpose I thought it had. I'm not really going where I thought I was going. And so that was really a very big turnaround for me as well. And it wasn't fear-based at all. I was really very much, I loved Jesus and I wanted to do the best and most I could.
Yeah. And as you continue reading today, when there's a day where you miss, or maybe two or a couple even, I know for myself, I notice a significant impact on just how I respond to what comes into my day. You know, do you have any experiences like that? Is there anything that kind of characterizes your days when you don't get that time with God?
Well, that doesn't really happen.
That's great.
I'm not trying to be super spiritual.
Sure.
I'm just saying since I made that promise, I mean, there may have been a day when like that didn't happen for one reason or another. I was camping one time and I couldn't I can just almost remember the times and places when I couldn't fulfill that. But I guess I regarded the promise to God as such an important piece that I wanted to make sure was a part of that. And so there have been days certainly when what I read didn't do much for me.
Yeah.
I can certainly say that. But I did it. And I know I did it. You know, so sometimes it's good just to mix, you know, when you're actually, as I talked about, working through Leviticus, make sure you throw something in letters by Paul or something just to kind of balance out the whole thing. But
And on that note, I mean, obviously there's just so much packed into the New Testament that is so applicable to us. How do you make the distinction between Old and New Testament? I mean, they're both for us.
Right.
We know
right.
they're both important.
Absolutely.
So, you know, what kind of ratio do you suggest, or what books do you recommend going to kind of later when you have a better grasp on kind of the past and history of Christianity and the Jewish culture? Or which ones do you recommend jumping right into?
Well, that's why I think Hebrews is like an Old Testament letter in the New Testament. So it's you know, kind of captures that in a smaller version, and probably all that you're ready for when you first kind of start digging in. And like I said, I think that I think you should become real familiar with the New Testament. Like, read through it 2 or 3 times. Mm-hmm. So you're really kind of comfortable with that before you start engaging. And then there's some really great reading plans that have, you know, a sample of an Old Testament passage and then a New Testament and maybe a psalm, you know, and you start to balance those out. Psalms and Proverbs are really great. You know, I've been through, there's 31 Proverbs you can go through, one for mm-hmm. every day of the month. I can't even tell you how many months I've done that. Mm-hmm. But part of my prayer has always been that I would have wisdom. I did that, started praying for wisdom when I was really first came to Christ. And that was just a regular part of that. And, you know, in James, I memorized some different passages too and some different chapters. James chapter 1 was one I memorized. You know, and if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask God, and he'll give it to it generously. And so when I would come across those kinds of things, they would just be reinforcement. That's what I need to keep as a priority.
Hmm. So you talked a lot about Hebrews, and especially you brought a scripture to light this weekend that really stuck with me. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. That's Hebrews 4:12. Now, as I heard you share that this weekend, it sounded as though you had kind of some more thoughts behind that.
Yeah, I did.
Can you unpack that?
Sure. And I wanted to say more, but I realized my time, and I think, I think there's too much to say. The fact is, I was doing some reading on that just to understand a better, like, full understanding of the analogy itself mm-hmm. and why it was used. And he basically says, you know, it's like dividing joints and marrow. The joints are the thick, hard outer part of the bone. The marrow is the soft, tender, living inner part of the bone. So when you talk about separating those, the importance of making sure it's a very sharp instrument, because if it's not, if it's too sharp, it would cut through and not be able to do it as far as in the right way. If it was not sharp enough, it would bounce off the hard outer part, never get to that. And so when we talk about that, then the great importance of the incredibly sharp of the word of God can separate between understanding the soul and the spirit. And it's really hard to differentiate between the soul and the spirit. Both of those are eternal. So the body, you know, is not. So we talk about that. But the soul and the spirit are both eternal, both within man. Soul is the center of the mind, will, and the emotions. So we would understand that soul, the spirit, is the living part. But to divide between that would be such an incredible aspect. And then when he says that it would judge between the difference of kind of the innermost thoughts and the motives, when we're talking about that, it's really hard for us to separate that. But nothing is too hard for God. Mm-hmm. We even have difficulty knowing our own motive for some of the things. We question ourselves, was I right in what I did? Was I thinking the right things? Was I responding? So we question those, but it says the word of God can help us to separate that and to be at peace with that or to be convicted about that. Mm. And so when you think about it, it's alive, it's powerful, it can do all of those things in our lives, then we start to say, wow, this is something I need to hear it more often. I need to let God's word saturate my heart and my spirit. I need to understand and realize how impacting it can be in all of those areas. Hmm. So,
yeah, I can see how you didn't feel yet enough time. I mean, there's so many levels to that analogy that you could work through and kind of understand better and deeper and further. Wow. Okay. So, we're running out of time. Mm. Based on what we've discussed, what kind of a challenge do you want to leave listeners with this week?
Well, I hope that, for one, the decisions that were made on Sunday were not just emotional decisions. I hope they were thoughtful and thought through in the sense that people are saying, this is what I need to do. It's not just a matter of the moment. It's a matter of my whole lifetime spiritually that I want to make sure that I'm developing. So I'm hoping that that is a part of that. I'm hoping that there's a fresh challenge to have a hunger and thirst, you know, for God's word. Because, you know, scripture tells us, you know, that we hunger and thirst after righteousness. Mm. We can't know what that is until we know who God is. And so the more we know who God is, then we can hunger and thirst more for who he is. We can't live by bread alone, but everything that comes from the word of God, you know. So it's just becoming more attuned to the fact that spiritually, if I'm going to develop in my journey, if my spirit is going to be hungering and thirsting after God, I'm going to have to keep satisfying it by knowing more about who God is. Mm. So I hope people are challenged to be thinking about that and then just to build in those disciplines into their life. Not out of drudgery, but out of love, because I just want to be more like God.
Mm, that's great. Well, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and your time with us today.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us today on CWC Dive Deep. I hope you were challenged and encouraged to grow in your faith. Join us next Monday as we continue to discuss Growing 101. And to get the most out of this series, be sure to check out the resources on cwc.life to access sermon notes, weekly study material, and more great messages that you can dive into. Thanks, and have a great week.